face the wind. Is up to you, my friend. Life's so long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
Sure, Samantha. Why don't I shut this off and you can finish vacuuming later?
Oh, on the other hand, I could turn off the music and listen to the vacuum.
Why didn't I think of that?
This thing does have a pretty good beat.
Do you like it?
What do you mean, do I like it? It's my skirt, it's my blouse, and it's my belt.
I know. So, what do you think?
It's you.
We are better than best friends. We are the same size.
You know, I'm really gonna miss you when you go away to school.
If I go away. Montague Academy only takes the most intelligent, well-rounded students.
You'll get in.
I know. My dad told me it's the best school. It's got the best teachers, the best facilities. And on weekends, girls sneak into Boston to meet boys. He didn't tell me that.
Sounds like so much fun. I wish I could go.
Well, why don't you?
Me go to Montague. They'd never accept me. The only brown eyes in this brochure are on the horse.
Come on. It'd be fun. We could be roommates and everything.
Dream on, Marcy. This place must cost a fortune.
So? Oh, yeah, I always forget. You seem so normal.
Thanks.
I know. You get good grades. You could get a scholarship.
Yeah, just like that.
You can prove you're needy. You don't have a Mercedes.
Yeah. I got a beat-up old van. I'm in for sure.
Right.
Now, how many times I gotta tell you? Chew before you swallow.
It's not subscriptions. It's accounts.
Ah, you gotta hustle.
Good evening, ladies. Good evening, ladies. How was your day?
Terrible. Mother, how can you say that? We're getting absolutely nowhere with the Hutchinson account.
Well, you may be getting nowhere, dear, but Hutch and I are going to dinner Saturday night.
Hey, Angela, don't worry about a thing. Before long, you'll have clients beating down your door.
Oh, you're right. It just takes time to build a reputation.
Yeah. And you know, Mona's doing her part.
Hi, Angela.
Hey, Mona.
Dad, guess what?
You saw the phone bill and you're truly sorry.
Marcy's gone to Montague Academy.
That's right, dear. Time to do those roots again.
No, Mother, that is not it. I went to Montague Academy. Oh, those were carefree, happy years when I went away to school.
For both of us.
You are going to love it. It's the kind of school that makes you want to learn. You'll be a regular academia nut. Just a little Montague humor.
Dad, you know, I've been thinking.
Oh, let me guess. You want to go to Montague too, like Marcy?
That is unbelievable. You're so wise.
You know, Sam, we can't afford a place like that.
Well, I could get a scholarship and it won't cost you anything. Can I just apply?
Look, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. I hate we'll sees. Can't you just make up your mind?
Okay, no.
We'll see.
What?
Well, since you asked, I don't see why you don't just let her apply.
If you don't mind, Angela, I have my reasons.
Oh, right. I didn't mean to intrude. What kind of reasons?
Well, what if, let's say she applied and she didn't get in. We're talking heartbreak here.
She's a big girl. She can handle it.
What if she got in and everybody hated her?
That never bothered Angela.
Montague Academy, a unique environment.
That's the quad.
Fostering academic excellence.
Oh, that's Curtis Hall.
And featuring the finest athletic facilities.
Ooh, lucky.
I know, Angela. Those are the tennis courts.
A place where your daughter can experience the joys of learning and the bonds of friendship, all under the watchful eye of our Dean of Students, Edna Franklin.
That's not her.
Are you sure?
How did that get there?
Well, what do you think of our fair Montague?
I gotta admit, Angela, it does have all the advantages. I never saw a dorm with maid service before.
Yeah, I used to love those little mints that they left on your pillows.
Hey, look, there's Samantha. Yeah, she made it through the Inquisition.
Interview, Tony. Sam, how'd it go?
Great. Dean Franklin's a Knicks fan. You know, she also looks a lot like a horse.
Okay.
I knew they'd love her. Isn't that great, Tony?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, there's Dean Franklin. I've got to say hello. She probably won't even recognize me. Last time she saw me, I was an awkward, self-conscious teenager.
Angela.
Angela.
Dr. Mingle.
Yeah.
You've got to be bullish on bullion. With interest rates coming down, there's nowhere else to hide your cash.
Okay, next.
Well, I just do it the way my mother taught me. Two half knots and a back stitch, those sutures will last longer than the heart valve.
Mingle on, Miss Silly.
You're wrong. No one hits the ball like Jackson.
I'm telling you, old man, Jackson is washed up.
Oh, well, what do you say, guys? Hey, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. I think your friend is right. Jackson's having a great year.
You seem to know a lot about the sport.
I used to play for the Cardinals.
Can't say I've heard of them.
You never heard of the St. Louis Cardinals? This guy never heard of the Cardinals.
Well, polo has so many clubs these days.
Polo?
Game of Kings.
Oh, yeah. What are you kidding? Hey, tally-ho.
It was all in the stock market.
I'd like to put you in.
Tony? Someone I'd like for you to meet.
So you're Mr. Maselli. I'm Dean Franklin.
Oh, sure. I recognize you from your picture.
Your daughter is just delightful.
Well, we like her.
She's bright, articulate, and I hear she has a hell of a hook shot.
She learned that in Brooklyn.
You know, someone with Samantha's background could easily be overlooked.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I think she has an excellent chance. Thanks to Angela's efforts.
Angela's efforts?
Well, it was nothing. I just made a little phone call.
A phone call to every member of the admissions committee. Letters, postcards. She just went on and on.
Well, that's our Angela.
Anywho, I may be a little premature in saying this, but I think you've got yourself a Montague girl.
Oh. You called the school?
Oh, you don't have to thank me.
I won't.
Am I picking up some negative vibes here?
Angela, I don't like this school, and I don't want my Samantha going to it.
But, Tony, why?
I just wish you'd stop sticking your nose in other people's business.
I'm only trying to help Samantha.
Yeah, well, who asked you?
I did.
Pawn to Queens, Bishop 3.
Guy on a horse. From this red square to this black one over here. Hi. So, how was the open house?
It was open and it was a house, all right?
Okay, so did everyone else have fun too?
Well, I'm going to bed. Good night, Mona. Good night, Jonathan. Good night, Angela.
Oh, hey. Aren't you forgetting something?
Well, I guess I couldn't forget about Montague.
Wait a minute, what does she mean? Why?
Jonathan, I think it's time for you to go to bed, too.
But, Mom, I've got to finish this chess game.
Checkmate. Congratulations, Jonathan, and good night.
Hey, what is this, tag team chess?
Who knows, Grandma?
Oh, well, everyone knows that chess is just a game of luck.
Yeah.
So, what happened? What went wrong? If we're going to play charades, could you give me a little hint?
Oh, sure, here's a hint. It sounds like Bangela. You know, she'd have forgotten all about that school if you'd have just stopped pushing it.
Me?
Marcy's the reason she's excited about that school?
Oh, real nice, Angela. Blame an innocent child.
Blame what? She's going to a wonderful school that she really wants to go to.
Yeah, and it's all your fault.
Be way off on this, but I get the feeling he doesn't want Sam to go to Montague.
Well, I know that, Mother, but I can't for the life of me figure out why.
Well, maybe Tony's afraid.
Of what?
That Sam will turn into you.
Thank you, Mother.
Don't be so defensive. What I mean is, someone like you.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
I mean, someone not like him. Someone who would fit into a private school. Someone who's more comfortable with the stock market than the supermarket.
That's it. Of course. He's afraid she'll outgrow him.
Tony. Tony, you're cleaning the soap.
She didn't even say goodnight to me. She always says goodnight to me. Even when she had the mumps, she said, goodnight, babe.
Tony, I know exactly how you're feeling.
You do?
Yeah, Mother explained it to me.
You see, Tony, you grew up in Brooklyn.
Did you forget that part?
And you hung out with the guys in the street playing spitball.
That's stickball, Angela.
And when you pictured Samantha growing up, you didn't picture her going off to prep school and college and having a career.
You could say that again.
You pictured her more like you.
Yeah. Oh, without the hair on her chest, you know.
Tony. Maybe I did push. It's just that sometimes I forget that Sam is your little girl and not mine. I'm sorry.
What, are you kidding me? Don't be sorry. I'd be proud of Samantha if she grew up like you, Angela. I think you're terrific.
You do?
The only reason why I took this job was to get her a better education, you know, a better start in life. And now she's got a chance to go to one of the best schools in the whole country. I mean, It's everything I could ever wanted.
And what is the problem?
Ah, well, Montague, it's so...
Expensive.
No, it's so...
Snobby.
No.
Well, what?
So far away.
Oh, Tony, you're going to miss her.
Sam...
I'm awake.
No!
Feel better now?
Yeah. Hey, listen, honey. About Montague, I'm sorry. I really am. It's just that where I come from, you know, people don't go shipping their kids off to school. What if you got lonely?
Marcy will be there.
Well, what if you got sick? Who's going to take care of you?
The nurse?
Yeah, she could do it. I always take it out as my job, you know. You're my little girl. And you're always going to be my little girl. In fact, when you're an old lady, you're going to be my little girl.
And wherever I am, you'll always be my dad. This is great, huh?
Yes.
Does this mean I can or can't go away to school?
Let me see. I guess you can.
All right!
All right, but wait a minute. You're going to have to write.
I will.
And call a lot.
Hey, if anyone knows how to use the phone.
And I'm going to visit a lot, you know. Maybe every weekend.
I know.
I'm going to make a real nuisance of myself.
I know that, too.
And I want you to get great grades, you know. She can pick any college you want, any job you want, and be all you can be.
Dad, it's prep school, not the Army.
Lisa, get in bed.
I'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
Dad. Good night.
Good night.
What's keeping the mailman? You know he should be here by now.
Perhaps he's playing post office with Mrs. Wilmington.
Hey, what do you say, ladies? What's up?
Waiting for the mailman.
Oh, well, could be a while. I think Mrs. Wilmington's getting a special delivery. Let me see. Take it easy. Bill. Letter from Montague.
Oh, that's it.
Hold it. Letter from Bill.
Oh, no.
Samantha, it's here.
It's a thick envelope. Oh, that's a good sign. That means welcome letters, brochures, forms to fill out. It only takes one thin sheet of paper to say, kiss off, sucker.
It's here. It's really here.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to open it.
Okay.
Dear Miss Maselli,
they're happy.
I'm in.
Yeah. Oh. What did I tell you? Fat envelopes never lie.
Oh, this is great. Oh.
Isn't it, Tony?
Are you kidding me? It's terrific, huh? Samantha, I'm so proud of you. You went for something, you wanted it, and you got it, huh? Hey, ice cream for everybody.
Yeah, I'll be right there. I have to go call Marcy.
Okay.
Things won't be the same around here when Sam goes away to school.
Oh, sweetheart, you're going to miss her.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Well, going into that freezer can be pretty hairy, but I think I made it.
I mean about Samantha.
I know.
Tony, you were great out there. I know you were hurting, but you didn't let it show. And she's so happy.
I know. And that's all I ever really wanted.
You're a very brave man, Tony Maselli.
Thanks, Angel.
The kind of unselfish hero you don't see anymore.
Thanks, Angel.
A knight in shining armor.
Enough! Please, let's not go overboard.
Okay.
Dad, can I talk to you?
Oh, sure, hon. Hey.
Oh, I'll take this out.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What's up, honey?
You know, I've been thinking.
That's my little Montague girl.
Yeah, about Montague. You know, it's really far away.
But we're going to keep in touch, right?
Right. But it's not going to be the same.
Wait a minute, Sam, are you saying you don't want to go to Montague?
Maybe not this year. I'd miss you too much.
Oh. Marcy didn't get in, huh? Well, what can I say? They can't all be Maselli's.
Hey, yo!
You did that good. I like that.
Montague Academy. Virtue above all.
Easy for you to say.
Well, I'm glad Sam's going to be home with us. But I was really looking forward to passing on the torch.
Now, what am I going to do with all my memorabilia? I
understand there's an empty wing at the Smithsonian.
I understand there's an empty trash can under the sink.
Pish tush. Oh, look. There's my president's pin from the Jane Austen Society.
Who's Jane Austen?
Some old maid who wrote books.
No, sweetheart. She was a wonderful novelist. And all the other members and I would sit around every Saturday night and discuss her works.
Is that when everybody else went to Boston?
Those with limited intellectual curiosity.
And dates.
Dad, guess what? Marcy's applying to a Finnish school.
No, no, sweetheart. That is a finishing school.
No, it's a Finnish school. In Finland. Can I go?